I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Had me on hold this whole time. Boy, boy. I'm going to bring out our guest here real quick and check. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
I will let everybody know that we are on Purpose Talk Radio, and I am the host of the stream. We always air this show from noon Pacific time, 3 Eastern time, and 8 p.m. in the UK. And always our mission for the show is to have people who are living their purpose and wanting to share with the rest of the world on how they got there, how they came to know what it is, and also how you might be able to have the same thing. There are a couple ways that you can participate in the show. The first is to go to the very bottom of the screen if you are on the Blog Talk Radio site, and you'll find that the chat room is open there. And the comments on that. The other way is to go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. And that is open at all times. Purpose Talk Radio is only during the show. So if you have a comment on phone, if there's not going through right, if life is your brand and you just want to say hi, you can do that as well. I'm just commenting in right now, and it's hard to hear. Well, let me see what I can do about that. Maybe if I do this, hopefully they'll let me know in the chat room if that's any better. And we'll see what happens on that. So anyway, we are, like I said, you can be in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. You can also go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And there is another opportunity. And the conversations group is open all the time, whether you're listening to the show live or you're listening to the archives. Either one will work. So please come on over there and have a conversation. I also invite our guests during the week to go on over there and answer any questions that you might have after the show, especially for those that are archived. Well, let me see. What else can I tell you? Well, we have two sponsors for the show today. The first, which you'll be hearing a little bit about, is the Holistic Light Rejuvenation Center. And that is part of what our guests are there. And the other one is at is Karen Tate's author. So you'll be hearing a little bit more about each of those as we go through the show today also. The song that you've listened to open the show is called I Am Who I Am, by the group True Trinity. The voice you heard singing was Jillian Clark, and then also Rachel Martinez and myself have written that song. And you can find out more about them at TrueTrinity.com, TrueTrinity.y. If you get a hold of me directly, you can do so at Cindy, CINDY, at ThisTalkRadio.com. So, having said that, now I will be our guest on a little bit officially. Hello there. Cindy?
Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. This is Joe.
Hi, Cindy. This is Una.
Hello there, folks. Okay. I don't know what to do with the technology yet, you know. I'm asking the angels to bless this and move on with the technology being more cooperative today. Apparently, it wants to have its own little attitude. the angels need to take the demons away and so we get going here.
Can you hear us okay?
I think I can. How about that in the chat room? We got somebody making a couple comments in there. Can you hear our guests okay? We have Rael in there. So thank you for joining us. And also Dream Masters in the chat room. So let us know. Well, my voice is a little bit scratchy too because I've been
Thing we can hear you okay. We can hear you fine.
Okay. Great, great. Yeah. These folks gave me a Reiki treatment long distance the other day. So hopefully, you know, that's helping out a little bit. But unfortunately, it doesn't bring the voice back entirely. So you're out in California.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're in Fair Oaks, California area.
Okay. Are you avoiding all of the fires and things like that?
The fires? Yeah, we have some terrible fires happening right now up in the El Dorado County area. We have some family and friends out there that we've been praying for all of everyone's homes and their safety and their animals. It's about 50% contained, but as of last night, about 4,000 acres have been burned.
Mm-hmm. I swear every year California gets, a new landscape out there because of those fires. And yes, we do definitely pray that gets contained faster.
Yes.
And just control here. Right. Nowhere near. Are you anywhere near Venice Beach?
Pardon?
I said, are you anywhere near Venice Beach? You've been able to avoid the half over there right now with that?
No, that's down south. That's Southern California. We're in
okay.
Northern California.
Sacramento.
Outside of Sacramento.
Okay, I have no concept of the state. I've never been out there. I have friends that are insisting I need to show myself there, and I will soon enough. So, hopefully those storms, too, and all those that were injured in there are brought to safety soon. Quick healing and all of that for them as well.
Well, we're here for any of your needs. You're more than welcome to come and have some healing done here at our center.
Ah,
we would love
that
to have
good.
It. It does sound
awesome.
Good. Yes. And bring the patients. Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pardon
I hear
me?
It's a great place. No, I was introduced to these guys. You folks have heard me speak of Mona Garcia and her music, and this is how I got to introduce to them. So
I love Mona. I love Mona's music.
Always
do it. Wonderful. Yes.
Oh, well, let's see here. I should probably actually introduce you because we've got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to, unfortunately, close my computer. That meant, of course, so did my document close. We just have a wonderful thing going on here with this. You know, all you got to do is click the button then and everything opens back up there, so I hope. Like I said, as we talk along the way, you know, you probably get a chance to talk about the Rejuvenation Center, which is, thank you for being a sponsor to the show, to all of what you are doing with that, and helping people heal body, mind, soul, and spirit, to be more holistic and balanced, and, living their life to their purpose and what they are meant to be doing.
Are you asking us a question?
No, I was just thanking you for sponsoring the show and being a part of, healing people and doing all that.
Oh, you are very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
yeah, we are very grateful to be able to program your radio show.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. And
okay.
The center here is pretty awesome, and you would love to see it. It's just beautiful. It's very rejuvenating.
That's the same, huh? Well, what we're going to talk about today, you know, overall, is where life experience, input, and intuition
Cindy, I can't hear you very well. It sounds like you're kind of breaking up a little bit, or you're underwater. I can't make out everything you're saying.
I don't know. Is that any better?
That's a little better, yeah.
Huh. This is weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a call in on my phone. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I had a call in on my phone because Skype was having an attitude again. So sometimes that happens with Blog Talk Radio, so I just have to deal with it. So hopefully, if that's better, then.
That's a little better, yeah.
Okay. Well, our topic today is where life experiences, angels, and intuition meet, and there you find your purpose. And talking to Cindy Sturgeon, Joe Sturgeon, and Bill White. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about them and their life. Now, there's a lot more available on their website, which they'll be able to tell you later. They've got a very extensive education and life experiences in holistic arts. Cindy Sturgeon was born and raised in the Sacramento, California area. She's wife, mother, grandmother. She's also a Reiki master and intuitive healer. Cindy has had formal education in hypnosis, divinity, metaphysics, natural health, psychology, social work, life coaching, and drug rehabilitation. Excuse me. Cindy has learned many life lessons from her experiences in overcoming cancer, fibromyalgia, various forms of abuse and addiction to self, and having two near-death life experiences. She helps others by empowering them to reach their highest potential and by leading them to a state of wholeness and well-being. Joe Sturgeon is Sunday's husband, or I could put it as Sunday's Joe's wife, whichever way we'd like to do that. I like to be fair to the genders here and make sure that everybody gets, you know, their due share here. Joe Sturgeon was also born and raised in the Sacramento, California area. He's a father, husband, grandfather. And his roots are Native American and Dutch Jane. Joe's also a Reiki master and intuitive healer. His formal education has been in clinical hypnosis, psychology, social work, handwriting analysis, relaxation therapy, natural health, Reiki, quantum, and divinity. His life experience include overcoming addiction, also a near-death experience, and serving the homeless and caring for foster children. He helps others achieve their awareness by awakening them to their true purpose and potential by guiding them to a path of health and well-being. And both Joe and Cindy are compassionate about the care for Mother Earth and the animals. And then Una White has a Master of Fine Arts in her background, and which is really nice because a lot of what she does is portrait, soul and healing, soul and angel healing portrait, which also she will be explaining more about you, for you. She's a certified art and color therapist, psychosynthesis in England. She also works as a Reiki master and Reiki teacher herself. She's internationally renowned transpersonal and therapist. She is a visionary healing artist, intuitive counselor, stress and relationship expert. Like I said, much of what she does is drawing. A lot of people worldwide have touched and transformed through her pioneering visionary art. She has communicated her unique spiritual signature of divine art, love, wisdom, and healing for more than 30 years through her healing soul portraits, and those are in private collections worldwide, multi-dimensional healing, and through teaching workshops, lectures at universities, holistic and workshops and lectures also at medical and educational facilities, universities, and on radio and television shows. Much of her work has been translated in different languages and also has been customized for healing She travels between Hawaii, California, New York, and Europe. So, a mouthful. And like I said, a whole lot of education, both holistically and naturally for you folks. I know both Sunday and I think you're both ordained ministers also.
Joe and I are. Uh-huh. And me too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, me too. I'm the university church.
Mm-hmm. Sunday's performed a handful of weddings here and there over the years. Kind of fun.
It's fun to officiate weddings. I enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the main reasons. The only reason I got my ordination is I want to do weddings. I want to do weddings to help people wherever I can. So, you know, I understand what you say. That's kind of where you're at as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just enjoy working with others one-on-one, whatever they need, whatever they need healing with or just to speak, you know, to have someone to listen to.
Okay. Cool.
If I can say something about Sandy, how I see Sandy's work, this is Una, is that Sandy is really inspired by the angels. And so when she's working with people, it's sometimes a very unorthodox method, or it's a very unique way of being with people. She can rescue people from the deepest despair. She can help people on their way. She is completely guided by the angels that will speak for her with love and wisdom, and that will make her, inspire her to use other tools to help people in their transformation and healing.
Oh, thank you, Una.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, and if I may say that I appreciate Una's work also very deeply. I observed her as how instrumental her work is in just being divinely guided. She divinely guides others in their higher purpose. And I've watched her help remove old beliefs and just baggage that's holding them back. And this just helps allow them to move into their higher purpose with ease and grace, with absolute healing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Una.
I want to say something about
you.
May I say something
about
what?
You know, you all work together at the center, but first, you know, and this is the basis of this show, I want to make sure that people understand about, you know, how you came to know what your purpose is.
Okay.
You know, actually going into the depth as to what it is, you know, what you're doing, how you're doing it. But was there a moment, a turning moment, a turning point in your life? Actually, before I do that, I'm sorry. I think when I came back on, I did not tell people how all to get into the show. I just want to make sure they do have awareness of that. I think I did say we do have the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. We do have the Blog Talk Radio chat room. You also can call in the 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you'd like to talk to us today, please press 1 on the phone, and or if you're listening on Skype, also press 1. You know, I gave a shout-out to the folks in the chat room there. I also want to give a shout-out to, I know, Mona is listening. I think she introduced us via her activities at the center. She is listening. I wanted to give that shout-out. So whoever would like to go first, please tell me who you are. Well, Joe's kind of obvious, but of the two ladies, who would like to go first to us how you came to know your purpose? What was your turning moment, if there was one, or what?
Speak into that.
I should. Okay.
Sandy, how about you?
About who? You.
Oh, you'd like me to go first?
Yeah. I go last.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. In my early 30s, I was about 33. I was looking for really a higher purpose in life. I was at a crossroads, and I had a lot of healing to do myself and overcoming a lot of my own travailings in life, and I really was calling out for some answers. And I reflected on my life, thinking about how I had helped others in different ways since I was a child. As a child, I always rescued animals, and I always was one that others would just come up to and talk to me and just tell me things. And I was just holding space in hindsight when I look back on that for them to release or just to be able to be heard. Strangers, in fact, would do this, and I would often wonder why. I also moved into the healing arts of floral design for many years, and a course that was offering love and healing to others through floral arrangements, as well as celebrations. And, you know, honestly, Cindy, I never recognized that those were such healing qualities that I had until I reflected, and that was the work I was really doing, was healing work. And then I moved into the cleaning business, which is health and wellness. And then I really learned about how energy works in people's homes, how it affects their health, the feng shui of it all, the energy that needed to be moved and cleansed in more ways than one. Being an empath, I would pick up many things all my life about just looking at somebody or feeling, and I knew that they needed healing. In my early 30s, when I was 33, my husband and I had quite an amazing experience in a place we call Happy Valley. And the full story is in a book called In the Presence of Angels. But at that time, we received a divine calling, a divine experience with what we call the angelic light beings. And we discovered this through being called to a place repeatedly, not knowing exactly why. It was out in an area by the Cosumnes River,
where the fires are today.
Where actually out where some of the fires are burning right now. And we just felt that something needed to be done there, and we didn't know exactly yet what it was. But we kept going, and we cleaned up garbage, and we said prayers. And we discovered some other things that were happening out there that we had reported to the police that were not, of a high nature. It was very, very disturbing. Anyhow, bottom line, we, on March 11th, 2002, we experienced an angelic light being encounter. And they arrived due to our cries and prayers as we had appeared in front of us as the sun was going down. Shadow figures, as you would say, an outline of a family. And actually, you could see their dog. They didn't speak to us, but you could feel their fear and their anger and their sadness. And being an empath and being Joe as a seer, he was able to tune in as well as I. And we started to pray. And then the angels showed up. They were huge, enormous light beings, I would say 20 to 30 feet tall. They didn't have wings. They just looked like a pillar of light, like a fluorescent tube. And as we watched, we conferred back and forth that, are you seeing what I'm seeing? And they flowed down the mountainside across the river. And as all this occurred, you could feel more and more souls coming towards the light, and we watched and we experienced them open the heavens. And it was quite an amazing, just every day I think about it. And when we had time to reflect on this later and was able to receive some clarity on what we had experienced, I realized that there was so much more to life and that we had such a higher calling together. And over the years, we learned more and more about this. And that is what has brought us to this point, to this day in the last few years of our lives, that we are doing more and more of the healing work, offering light to others, helping them raise their consciousness to understand their higher purpose and calling. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And you did tell a little bit of Joan's story in it too, so we might as well have Joel go next on that and, you know, add any part of his, how he came to be understanding what his purpose is as well.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, it all started when I was very young. I knew I had unique gifts. I could see spirit energy, and I could also see spirit in spirit form. And as a little kid, you don't know what to do with that. You just, okay, you know, so you don't know who to talk to about it, but you just keep it inside you for ever, and just know that you have these abilities, and you go through life doing what you have to do, and you know you're unique and different, and so I did that. And I've always been a giving, caring person. I've given to the homeless many, many, many times, to the homeless children on the streets. I used to give Christmas gifts and different things like that to the children and the families. And I've always been a giving, caring guy in that way. And so as life goes on, you have these thoughts of, who am I? And where do I belong? What's up there? What's really real? Who's really in charge, okay? And so you do a little research in life, try to find your path, and we come to a crossroads, Sunday and I did, with this light being experience in Happy Valley. And at that point in time in life, something amazing happened, and I knew there was a higher purpose, a higher calling. I saw it, I felt it, I was in the presence of it. So I knew, okay, this is what I've been asking for, and it finally came. It came 100% fully to us. And it's all in the book. It's an amazing, amazing story that everybody should read, because it happened, it's amazing, and it changed our life forever. And doing research after that experience to trying to find answers to what we experienced, just the research day and night and every day for years after that to get an answer, brought us kind of to where we're at today with the center of wanting to help and heal people, because the experience we had gave us a big enlightenment of where we're at and who we are. It opened that gateway and opened that door to our soul to push forward to help other people and share with what's really out there, that there's more to life than just what we see. And
that we helped those lost souls.
We helped hundreds and hundreds of lost souls that night transmute to the light, because the light was there. We called upon it. They came down, opened the gates to heaven, which I saw, it's in the book. And it left a few scars on my body from the event. It left a few marks showing that there was proof of this really happened.
Very bright light.
Very bright light, yeah. And so we saved many, many, many souls that night, and it was just so incredible that who do you tell and who do you talk to about it? You have to be very careful.
Well,
so that's why we had to get this out there in that book and get it published and all that, because it's something that doesn't happen to very many people. It doesn't happen very often. It was bigger than all of us together. And so that's why we are who we are, and all the training and all the love and everything that we know and have learned since that time, all of our degrees, our hypnotherapy, our Reiki master, all of that has all come from just
moving forward with this experience that we had in learning and experiencing it and finding out who we are. And as we were learning, it just came natural that, hey, this feels good. This is, I can do this. It was my God-given right to have these abilities to do this. And now that I know them and I'm aware of them, I'm able to help with other people practice on them because I enjoy it. And in service to others, I feel that I'm blessed to share what I have and what I know to help other people enlighten themselves and know that there's a higher source out there. And so that's kind of where the center, where we're at with the center, that's kind of how we came all the way around to where we're at today. And then with the holistic regenesis in our treatment room, that's a big, huge key factor in our center for healing. And we want to share that with the world. And we want to share our knowledge and our healing abilities in our heart and what we do to help others at the center. And, you know, we have life experience of what we're talking about to help other people. We've seen it. We've experienced it. We've overcome. We've seen the other realm and how it works, and we're very blessed. And so with all the learning and knowledge that I've done to get to this point is how we got here. And everything just kind of unfolds as you move forward and you're learning and you're teaching and what you have to offer just kind of unfolds itself on its own, and that's the way the universe should work. You shouldn't have to force it. And if it flows naturally, that's the natural order of the universal law of things to work. And that's where we're at today. Thank you.
Like you said, it's always, you know, when someone experiences what they're sharing with others, I think it makes it a whole lot stronger, you know, and more believable and more and easier to understand as well. So, you know, that you
right.
A little bit, you know, like I said, we'll talk about the book a little bit later yet. In a little more detail, but you know, that brings
that'd be great.
To a main scope for everybody.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
Okay. Yeah, and we have Una.
Okay,
still
here's Una.
There. So there her experience.
Okay.
And, you know, how did life, or what was there a turning point for you that brought you to know your purpose? Because I know your purpose, you know, obviously the three of you have a related purpose with the center, but yours is a little bit different individually.
First of all, I grew up in Austria in a family where art was everything, and so I started to draw very early. I started to draw people wherever we went to on our walks, and as I was drawing the portraits anywhere and everywhere in the countryside, I looked into their eyes and I was able to tell their life stories. So very early in life, when I was still a child, I was really fascinated by people and by people's life story and by people's souls. And at the time already, I said, if your eyes unite with the eyes of the other person, you definitely dive into the person's soul and you feel that love energy, and you can tell the story of the person. You can also help the person. So I was also always asked by friends, etc., to help them with their problems. And my aunt talked a lot about angels. So for me, angels were a reality since I was a child, because it was just normal and natural to be surrounded by angels. And later on, as I was studying to be an art teacher and later on an art therapist, my interest was the thesis about the significance and visions of William Blake. William Blake, who was an English poet and writer, and he talked a lot about the other world, about the invisible world, about spirits, angels, etc., and how important it is for us to take them seriously, to take these other dimensions seriously, and to work with them. Meaning, as a child, we are very connected. Later on, it seems like we are forgetting that connection with the heavens, and towards the end, we are returning. So it's like a cycle. We are returning to where we came from. Anyway, what happened was that I worked as an art therapist in the psychiatric ward of a prison in Paris. At the same time, I was trained by my Sufi teacher in Sufi healing, and at the same time, I was trained as a Reiki teacher. So what was most important for me was the fact that I really wanted to help our patients or clients to discover their life's purpose and to find the light. And my Sufi teacher, Pir Vilayat Inayat Khan, to whom I owe my name Una, meaning art in Sanskrit, he talked about the importance to access and express our unique divine luminous visage, meaning to radiate the light and beauty of our soul, which is unique for everybody, and to be thereby connected, completely connected to the divine that is within each of us. So my clients asked me to help them, to find out what's the matter with them and how can they find meaning in life. And what I did, I created a bridge of love and light from my soul to their soul and started to paint their soul portrait. And the very first soul portrait was important in the sense that as I did a watercolor portrait of this person, his best friend, who he was accused to have killed, appeared in a painting and told him that there was another person who killed him. What was important for me also in that experience was the fact that the world of light, the beings of light, wants to communicate with us through art, through the watercolor painting, and later on through pastels. So for me, the other world, the invisible world, all our angels, ascended masters, God, Mother Mary, etc., became beings that are sending their love, are sending their blessings, sending their wisdom to us, and art is just a marvelous medium for them to appear. So this is how my life purpose started to crystallize, to help people to find meaning, to guide them out of the darkness, in that case, the prisoners, out of the darkness into the light, to find new meaning and purpose, and to discover who they really are as a divine being with their very special qualities that help them to fulfill their life's purpose and all those things. So what was also important for me later on was the fact that, okay, when I met my husband, who passed away a couple of years later, who was my twin flame and still is, how important it is to know that love prevails beyond space and time, and that our loved ones communicate with us no matter what. Sometimes we might forget about our loved ones because they have been acting in some ways during their life, our lifetimes, that were not easy for us, but sometimes they ask for forgiveness. They appear in the painting, in the soul portraits I do for people, and ask for forgiveness. So it's important for me to help people to reveal the beauty, to reveal their loved ones as they really are with their messages, etc. Anyway, so that's how it became my life's purpose, and I am continuing to help people discover the true soul's purpose, who they really are, and the aliveness and the loving experience of their soul through my artwork and through guided images, of course. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, for me, this topic is a little foreign, and I admit that. I understand the angels and spirit and God and my spirituality. You know, as I go through life, and it's changed, it's evolved, it's up me, like you and all our listeners, to where we are today in our understanding and our belief system and all of that. You know, I just want folks to know that, you know, we are not, our guests nor I are pushing any particular spirituality or belief system or anything. It's a sharing of a purpose and a life history and life experiences that, you know, do on this show. And it's a, you know, hope that everybody can grow and learn something new with their life and with what they can do to find their own purpose. You know, what angle, what, I don't know what I want to say. What direction? You know, if any of this helps you to find what you want, that would be awesome. That would be great. And you know, so I thank all those who are listening out there to be being a part of this. So, Una, I know you said, you know, you do the portraits. There's one more thing that I would like to be a part of this, and I think you said that you pull angel cards also, that you had one for the show and for today.
Yes. I'm ready to do a few very short mini angel readings. Yes.
She's ready to pull
a card. I'm ready to pull a card. Do you want me to pull a card for you to start?
Please.
Okay, so do you have a question, Cindy?
Otherwise, I just pull a card.
Do you have a question, or do you want me to pull a card simply?
Oh, I think, I wouldn't say pull it for me at all. I would say just in general for the audience. And then,
okay. The card that I'm pulling right now is Archangel Raphael with the green color, you know, the Archangel Raphael governing the heart and coming with green color vibrations and associated with air. And the green light of Raphael is bringing, is strengthening all our intuition right now and healing. So the healing angel, Raphael, is very present with all of us to heal, to bring healing to us, to awaken our own healing powers, to trust our healing powers, and to share them with everyone who is around us, and also to radiate it out into the world. So that's what it is right now. And I would say Archangel Raphael is bringing a lot of healing into your heart and into the heart of others. Into your heart, maybe, because sometimes there might be little corners or little parts in the heart that need healing, even if we are not aware of it. But this is what Archangel Raphael is ready to do, is to bring healing into all those little places that are hidden and that are ready to be seen. So maybe there's new love coming in different ways and new healing. I can feel the green healing energy all around you, in your heart, and also in wherever you live. And it's going to expand more and more and just make you happy. But you need to be out in the grass, in meadows. That's what I feel. Okay, much love to you. I can't help it.
That's cool. Oh, I know. Yeah, I
for me personally, again, I'm a little bit on that heart chakra and the green, as you say, for balance and things like that, to, you know, trust a little more, accept people more, all that kind of thing. So for me personally, that does resonate, you know, and I hope it does with our listeners as well.
It resonates with you.
And I hope, you know, at the end of the show, we can maybe take a couple of calls and do a couple of readings, depending upon the time and how this all goes. I also want to make sure that we have time for, to do a healing meditation at the end of the show.
Yeah, we will. We will. And maybe we can also just mention a little bit what we offer, especially, you know.
Oh, yeah. We'll be doing that. We'll be doing that. That's all part of the gig here today. So.
Okay, so are we waiting for someone to call in?
Apologize.
Okay, no worries.
Welcome.
Talk away, that's good.
Welcome back to our show.
Anyway. So, all right. So you have your individual purposes. You talked about how you, came to realize that and that kind of thing. Now, you want to be a little more specific on what your purpose is. I think only you kind of touched on yours pretty much with the, the portraits and things like that. If you can just do like one or two sentences, just more direct and specifically as to what you do right now for each deal. Maybe you want to go first, just keep it kind of short, because then we'll talk about how you collectively came together.
How we connected together? How we came together.
Give me a couple sentences. Just give us a couple of sentences of what you actually believe your purpose is right now. You know, summarize it just so quickly. You kind of went through it in your description as to how you came to realize it, but let's get a little more specific as to what your current purpose, what is it?
Okay, my current purpose is to help people discover and heal themselves and become the highest, actualize their highest potential, soul's potential, in order to fulfill their divine purpose right now, and also in order and by aligning with the new energies of light, that is very important because everything changes, and it is important for all of us to be aware of energies that are around us, and of being able to align with the highest energies and vibrations of light. So my purpose is to help people through channeled art, meaning power paintings for body, mind, and soul, and soul portraits for individuals, couples, pets, departed loved ones, in person or via internet, to help them to manifest the highest in life. And what I would really like is to create a soul's family, a global family, to change people, to change this world one soul at a time. Also to do soul portraits of important people, like I have done a soul portrait of Schwarzenegger, revealing his soft side. I have done a portrait of George Nouri, who has millions of listeners, and he has appreciated it. So it's revealing, helping those important people to be who they really are with their highest and most wonderful divine qualities. That's it. And I'm ready to write a book.
Una Love doesn't know how to say anything in two sentences.
No, she's not a two-word person.
I just thought of it. It's the same thing. Okay, joke. That's why we're going to get two in one or two. All right, whatever.
That's why we love her so much. This is, of course, hi. Hi, Cindy. I feel that at this point, my way and guidance of helping others is very similar to Una's, bringing them to their highest and best life in general. So I offer this through the hypnotherapy, through the holistic regenesis, and my intuitive abilities. And that's how I offer my service and love. And here's Joe.
Oh, and this is Joe. I at this point am here. I hold space for others with an open heart, and I allow myself to be present, to do Reiki sessions and offer whatever I can for our clients to overcome different aspects of healing wherever they may be in their life. And my Reiki that I enjoy doing so much, I offer teaching and classes, and I help others to feel the energy flow between people, which is, that's all we are, is energy. And I teach others how energy flows, how energy works, and how we exchange energy every day. And that's what I enjoy doing, and that's what I'm good at. And there's lots more to go with that, but that's just my two sentences.
Yeah, that's a short version. Thank you.
Well, you can say, okay, three of you now, as well as a couple other practitioners, have come together with your purposes to create this holistic life rejuvenation center.
2005.
You know, how did you come to realize that, first of all, how did you meet? Let's start with that. And then how did you come to realize that your individual purposes were to be your combined purpose with this? And, you know, what will you play in that?
Who would you like to hear from? Una, Sunday, or Joe?
let's start with Joe, and then we'll go Sunday and okay. Una. Set.
We met Una at a children's conference.
Children of the New Earth.
Children of the New Earth conference in 2005 or something like that. And we were there helping.
2007.
We were there helping with the event, setting up and getting the event.
Maybe Joe and Sunday should just get on the mic together since we're both sharing.
Yeah. And so we saw Una there at the event having some difficulties setting up and getting prepared for the whole thing. And so as helpers that we are, we got her all set up and prepared for the event. And
I did your cover portrait.
And yeah. And we met and we hit it off, and she gave us a free portrait of
a corporate portrait
of what she does. And from there on, we had a relationship and we started sharing things, and one thing led to another. We invited her to our home and had other clients that wanted drawings done, and it just evolved into this friendship, you know, part of the family now that she is. And one thing led to another, and we made a trip to Mount Shasta that evolved into something that was amazing, where we found our holistic regenesis, the inventor, and repurchased that for our center, and it just evolved from there, and this thing just keep evolving.
So we offer an accelerated healing package, all three of us together.
A very
unique accelerated healing package. So we are a trio.
Color, light, and sound.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's evolving. It's evolving all the time. And as everything is energy, you know, the holistic regenesis is a unified field, energy field with light encoded information, which helps to pinpoint and restore all the different, the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels or aspects. It's revealing to everyone what needs to be revealed, and it aligns everyone to the I am,
to the original
divine blueprint. So in this sense, we are also working together very closely, because that's what I'm doing with my artwork and the healing imagery, which are sometimes combined with the holistic regenesis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's Cindy.
Are you there, Cindy?
I don't know if you lost her.
We didn't. Are you there, Cindy?
We didn't lose her. We're still going. Maybe she got disconnected. No. We would have set up a block. I already asked her. Cindy, are you there?
I am.
Welcome back.
Oh, good, good. I just wasn't sure if you could hear us. Thank you.
Yes. So...
Oh, do you have a caller?
We do. I'm going to bring Julie on now. If you want to take that now, we can do that. She has a question about, you know, creating her own happiness, things like that. So if you want to talk to her, we can do that, or you can continue the part of the interview and then go in. It's up to you.
You know, we can do a guided imagery at the end about creating your happiness. I think that would be a really good theme for creating your happiness. Now, Julie, can you say, I'm Julie, so I can get your voice?
I haven't pulled her on yet. You want me to pull her on?
Yes, please.
Yeah, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And maybe she has a question, Julie.
Okay. Hello, Julie. Oh, you are on the air.
Hi.
Welcome to Purpose Radio.
Hello.
Hello, Julie. Do you have a special question? This is Una.
Just kind of stuck on making myself happier. I've had a last year has been very hard with health issues, and I just want to get beyond that. I keep trying not to be negative, but it's very hard to, you know, live through cancer. It's very hard. I mean, but I'm okay. But I'm saying I've got this, like, doomy feeling going on, and I want to get out of it.
At the moment, it seems like, first of all, that you need to really, really do something for your physical body, which is going to anything with your physical body that brings you joy, anything that brings you joy, and that you start feeling the aliveness of your physical body. The other thing might be that maybe you're invited by Archangel Haniel, color, with the pink color, the pink ray, to bring love into your heart, to bring love into your heart and to bring forgiveness and self-appreciation into your heart. That's maybe what is something that you might need the most, self-appreciation, compassion, and maybe forgiveness for anything that happened to you or someone else in the past. So connect with that sparkle of love, of divine love within your heart. Connect with those moments of joy that you had sometimes in the past that make you dance, that make you smile, that make you just be happy and alive, you know, and just feel that joy in all the cells of your body. Feel that love in all the cells of your body, because you're made out of love. You're made out of love. Voila. That's it. And just feel it. And go out and do something for your body.
Well, I do that very often. I go for a lot of acupuncture.
What I want to say is go dancing, go swimming, or I don't know what. I don't know what the climate is wherever you are. Be with someone
I'm in New York. We're in the summer here. It's hot and humid.
Okay. Be with someone who is where there is a tender, there's tenderness, there's inspiration, where you touch each other's heart and soul and spirit. It doesn't have to be a lover, but it can be just someone that you have affinities with. But I'm really feeling that you need to feel your body, have more pleasure with your body, more pleasure in nature.
Nature.
Yeah, yeah.
In the grass.
In the grass, yeah. Wherever it is, it feels like to me that you need water. But also, the beings from the other side are working with you. What I'm getting, the other angel card I'm getting, is the light of redemption. And meaning whatever has been happening recently in your life will not be a weight on you anymore, because the beings from the other side are working with you to help you to achieve a new freedom and lightness, a sense of lightness and freedom. So don't worry so much. Just
okay. I'll try not to.
Don't worry. You know, the more you worry, the more
you get what you don't want.
Yeah, you get what
right.
you don't want, but also
right.
the more weight is on you. You need to fly and not, you know, just imagine that all that weight that seems to be on you, that might be an illusion, is being dissolved in the light of love. And you are growing wings. Imagine. You're growing wings, et voila, and you're starting to dance instead of walking and say, oh, life is such a, I don't know, in English, drag or something, heavy. Okay,
that's so. That's great.
Voila.
Voila.
Well, and thank you. I'll just say something personal. My mother-in-law wants to die, and I'm married to a man that's negative, and it's just, this is really what's going on as well.
Can I put in a 2 cents worth?
Absolutely, I love it.
Okay, from a man's point of view, which I am.
Okay.
What you need to do is you need to cut your hair, go buy a new outfit, go buy the most beautiful pair of high heel shoes that you could find, doll yourself up into that beautiful angel that you are, and take that home with you and show your husband what he really has. And if that doesn't inspire him to be a better person and get rid of his baggage, then it sure makes you feel a lot better knowing that you got a beautiful outfit and a new hairdo. Because that is what you need to feel better about yourself and to help you move forward through your situation of negativity. Feel good about yourself by taking care of yourself. Get that new hairdo that you've always wanted, a really cool, hot outfit, and a nice pair of shoes, and heads will turn, make you feel good, and it should make your husband
wake up
and feel better about the situation with you, him, whatever. And that's, from a man's point of view, what you should do.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody.
You know, Dee, I think this is great. Joey just gave you what you need. Well, do you know why does your mother want to die?
My mother-in-law is 96, and she's in a lot of pain. She was hospitalized 2 days ago.
Okay. She's preparing.
Every time
herself.
We see her, she just tells us she wants to be with her husband in heaven. It's very draining.
What you should do in that situation is accept it and send love and light to
and
her
peace.
And with her and peace and love and give her what's left of the life that she has, a good memory, and let her know that she's at peace and everything in your life is going to be okay, and surround her with love.
And
from you and your family, and just
her.
Nurture her, and just let her know it's okay if she wants to go home.
To
that's okay. Just let her know that she's loved, and just make sure she's at peace with it.
And you know, if your mother feels that there is some forgiveness necessary, sometimes, you know, it's also important to say, you know, whatever it is, it's all good. Whatever it was in life, it's all good. And I love you. And just imagine when you're holding her, hand in case you do.
Mm-hmm.
That the angels are already taking her to who is waiting for her on the other side.
Yes.
So she will be safe. I think what's important for her is also to know that she's safe.
And she's safe and she's loved and that it's okay to let go at a certain point.
Yeah.
That everything's okay.
Well, I made her cookies today and I send her a kiss. That's all I could do.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's love right there.
Your soul and your angels and her soul and your angels are connecting in love.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's what is important. And even if you don't say it in person to her, forgiveness, peace, and love is the essential.
Yeah, I practice a Ho'oponopono, you know, please forgive, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I say it when I'm, like, in the room silently. I do all I can do.
Okay, no, that's perfect. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless. And thank you so much.
Julie.
Yes, my dear.
There?
Yes, I'm
this
here.
You know, and I agree with, you know, everything they're saying. You know, would you... You're saying it yourself. You are doing what you can do, and that's the important part about it. You do what's comfortable for you. Don't stress yourself up. It brings on other angst and other emotions later, after the fact, you know, when your mother-in-law does cross over. And, you know, just be in your space as well, while letting her know that you're the release her to hers. Because, again, you know, we talk about this purpose. Her purpose now is to move on to another life, cross over, go to the other side, whatever definition people want to have for it, you know, and your job is to continue at this point.
It's just so cruel to her children that she keeps saying, why don't I die? I just want to die. It's just so, it's abusive, and she's really narcissistic. I don't
want to
get so sad.
If I can interject an answer that I don't think they get, tell her to ask her angels why she didn't die. You can't answer that to her or God, whoever she prays, whatever. Tell her to ask them.
Well, the ironic thing is that she really doesn't want to die because she keeps taking her vitamins, she keeps taking her blood pressure medicine, she takes everything to stay alive, but the voice is saying one thing, but the physical is doing everything to stay alive because she wants to be alive. So it's just...
Exactly.
It's really amazing how elderly people drain us. It's so...
Don't touch me.
It's horrible. It's just horrible. I'm just praying a lot, and that's all I can do.
I send prayers out to you as well, you know, and I hear the emotion in your, you know, and I, you know,
it will be,
you know, what it needs to be. And I, you know, listen back to the archives and listen to what these folks said to you. You know, they gave you reading from the angels in their heart as well, and hopefully that will help you get through all of that. So.
Well,
and we do have a couple of other callers, unfortunately.
Thank you. You're
very
kind to spend so much time. I appreciate your love. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay. We do have a couple of other callers, and there's a couple of topics we want to get through. So we've got about 10, 15 minutes here to finish that up. I know one of the folks here has got a testimony for Anna, and I know... Joe and Sunday, you want to talk a little bit more about this book, you know. So if you'd like to do that, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And we've got Sunday and Joe. If you want to talk about your the story, you started saying a little bit in your introduction about a story that your story being in a book, correct?
You would like us to share about that now?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Yes. So. I had intended to write the story, Joe and I had intended to write the story ourselves, but we were hesitant for many years to share it with the world, and
I discovered that, you know what, it was time and it needed to be shared. And I was on the, believe it or not, on Facebook, and I had a dear friend that loves to take photos, and she took a photo in a mirror and an angel showed up. And as I saw that picture, I scrolled down to see comments, and I made a comment. And I saw a comment that Karen Tance had made, and I intuitively heard a voice, and I'm sure it was from my angel, that said, go look on her wall. Go look on her Facebook wall. And I did, and lo and behold, as I scrolled down her Facebook wall, I saw that she was finishing up her book called In the Presence of Angels. And she was looking for just any last stories that she might be able to publish. And I said, okay, to myself, maybe this is it, it's time. And so I clicked on her to add her as a friend. And I thought, okay, if she adds me as a friend, I will move forward. And sure enough, she added me, and it was right at 11:11. And I knew, okay, awesome. Angels. Okay,
angels.
What's that?
I said, for those who don't understand that, that's considered angel time. 11:11.
11:11. Well, for me, it's very spiritual. The message from my angels, it's always a sign, a synchronistic sign for me. So anyhow, we connected, and I shared the story that we had on Dropbox. We had been interviewed a few years ago in Hawaii by a dear friend. And immediately she accepted the story, and within less than a month it had been published in her book. And that book is called In the Presence of Angels. And it's 33 pages long, and it has photos of Happy Valley, the area where we experienced the angelic light being encounter. So that's really it, and I hope that the listeners, including you, Cindy, can purchase the book on Amazon. It's available. And it gives hope and inspiration, and it really gives a full account of what we did experience, and will explain so much more because we don't have enough time to explain the whole story on today's show. Maybe another time. But in the story, they'll understand truly even more of why we do what we do to this day in service to others and to the light. Thank you.
Great. I thought I had 2 minutes of this, but I've got 2 seconds of it. So let's, Karen did record something about this, and hopefully it is all here. If not, we'll play it another way. So hopefully Karen's recording the video.
Hi everyone, my name is Karen and I'm the author of In the Presence of Angels, in which Sunday and Joe's experience is documented. Thank you, Cindy, for having me on your program. And thank you, Sunday, for inviting me to talk about my insights into your experience at Happy Valley. My thoughts when I listened to the transcript were, I was just so amazed. I felt honored and blessed that I was listening to such a sacred and spiritual experience. I imagined and pictured the scene as the visual came to life in my mind. So thank you. I'm honored and blessed and happy to share my insights, thoughts, and feelings with you.
It does appear that it cut out, so I'm going to try and reload this while talking here. Okay. My whole board has just frozen up. I don't know if you're hearing me or not. Anyway, well, that was part of the story from Karen, and we'll get this straightened out in a moment here. In the meantime, I don't have a person to bring on, so bear with us here while we straighten this out.
Thank you. I'm going to shut down a little computer here and start over so I can bring Sunday and Joe and Una back on here. But and our guests, and we've got a couple more callers in here in the meantime as well. But, you know, I guess some of the stuff that is resonating with me over this show here, you know, is how folks from different areas and different aspects of life can actually, you know, find themselves in a single purpose. They were from different areas, different backgrounds, different understandings of life. And here it came that as they joined forces, as they met, they found that their differences were not quite as different. They were actually pretty similar. You know, when we come back, I want them to be able to explain that a little more. Like I said, Una has got a healing invitation that we want to make sure we have time to do. But when I can't bring them back in the air, unfortunately, that makes it a little bit of a problem. I love Blog Talk Radio, but when it decides it doesn't want to give full files and full information, well, you know, it is what it is. Unfortunately, it's a little bit of amateur radio and a little bit of professional radio and a lot of fun. So I hope you folks are having fun with it as well. And I'm learning some things about living your purpose and the angels and how they guide. We've learned just about that in that we can hopefully bring our guests back in and they can hear what we have. That they can share with you the final pieces of this. Okay, and let's get ahead to side. It will not let me in. Okay. Very interesting. I'm glad I have a separate user that I can use on it because it just said the user I was in. Let's keep it. Love it, love it, love it. You gotta wonder sometimes why technology is here for us. But it's always here for us to serve a purpose just like we are, right? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll jump ahead so that we have time for them to do the meditation. I want to tell you that next week we have a new psychologist, John Farrell, being rescheduled into next week's show. And he will do some readings for us after the interview. And then we have author Kathy Ellis after the following week, and she will be sharing how she came to know that she was to be an author and part of that life that means to her. One, because, you know, you don't make a lot of money on it unless you are good. You become, you know, J.K. Rowling, one of those folks that just fall into it, and it's pretty unusual for that to actually happen. And then after that, we've got a couple of open weeks. I think that people want to be guests on our show or know someone who would be a great guest on our show. Then I ask you to get a hold of me again at cindy@purposetalkradio.com and let me know who they are. And we can go from there and schedule them on. It looks like our gates have dropped, so hopefully they'll come back in. And I can get them on. What I'm going to do in the meantime, I lost the test to be on the air. So hopefully, at once all of you will be on the air, you'll call back soon. I know Donna is here. Please call back at 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. I just asked Donna. She was there, and she went away. Donna, if you're still listening, please do call right back in. Oh, there they went. Hmm. His daughter. Okay. I'm going to pull her on, even though Una is actually on, and I'm going to try and call them back. So. Hello, Donna. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Oh, hi.
I apologize there. We've got good old technology issues. And I'm going to try somehow to bring, we have lost our guests, so they will call back in. I don't know if they thought the show was over or what happened. They didn't hear me when I went on hold. So I know you have a testimony about Una, so I would appreciate that if you would maybe share that with us. In the meantime, I'm going to put myself on hold and try to get to them. Are you willing to do that?
Uh-huh.
So, go right ahead. Thank you for sharing with us, with the listeners.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I can't really hear you that much, but I just wanted to send in a testimonial for Una. And I just want to tell you that she's a living angel on earth. Her artwork is absolutely ethereal and spectacular. And she basically saved my life this past year. I had pneumonia. I came down with it very suddenly. And she actually spent 3 days on the phone with me doing guided imagery, sending me energy, doing a power drawing and, energy work and artwork. And doing her guided imageries, and she really saved my life. So I can't speak highly enough of her. She's just a wonderful artist and truly a spiritual being that walks her talk. Are you there?
Yeah, so what, you say a drawing and things like that, did she do a drawing for you separately so that she could do some of your readings, or was it?
Well, she's done several soul portraits for me, and they're absolutely wonderful. but aside from the time that she saved my life, in the soul portraits, I just wanted to mention that she can connect to the other side, and so if you have a departed loved one that that you want to connect with, you miss them and, you want a representation and messages. She brings through messages from the other side. So that's very helpful. She did a soul portrait of me, and it actually predicted my soulmate that was going to come into my life, and then he actually did within a period of 6 months from the time that she did the soul portrait. So that was really phenomenal. But when she worked on me later, when I had pneumonia, she did a power drawing, and she just did guided imageries, which are absolutely wonderful. If you're ever in pain or if you ever need a physical healing, a medical condition, she actually can do that. Besides being very spiritual and very peaceful, she's very and very loving. She's very analytical as well, because she has a background in hypnotherapy and in psychoanalysis and art therapy and everything. So she's worked with a lot of different people with different conditions as well.
Great.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can't hear me? Oh.
No, I really can't hear you guys very much at all. But
I hope it was the case for the whole show.
Yes, I can only hear you. I can't hear Una or Sundi or Joe. But I also wanted to mention that they do have a wonderful thing going out there in California and with their holistic center. And I really, when I have a chance, the next chance I get, I want to fly from the East Coast to the West Coast, and I do want to experience the holistic regenesis machine that they have, because it really can boost you to enlightenment and or boost up your spiritual level and your awareness and everything if you have several sessions and things like that. So that sounds like it's going to be, it's wonderful, and I'm looking forward to going out there sometime.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in and listening and encouraging other folks to go out to the center. So, and being on hold. So thank you.
I'm still on hold?
No, you're not on hold now. No, you were speaking.
Oh,
but
okay. So you recorded that?
Quite a while.
Excuse me?
No. You're on hold for quite a while. You're on the air now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, okay. I didn't know whether I was on the air or not. But anyway, thank you very much for letting me give you my testimonial. And again, Una is just spectacular. I would encourage anybody to call her and order her their soul portrait right away. And actually, I love her artwork so much that I'm actually doing the layout for her new book that's going to be coming out. And it's called Portraits of Light by Una White. And it will be spectacular. And we'll have wonderful
great
stories of many, many people that she's done soul portraits for. She's done thousands of soul portraits. So
right,
we are just going to be picking the best. And I think, actually, I think Sunday's soul portrait is in there, as well as maybe Sunday and Joey's couple portraits. So
cool.
There are some great things to look forward to.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. I'll put you back on hold then and grab these other two calls, and they are back on the line. So,
okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Joe.
Cindy.
You're on here now. You're back here. And I have Dr. David that would like to make a comment for you. So.
What did you
Hello?
Say?
Hello, Dr. David.
Yes.
Other stuff. I don't think they can hear us.
Can you hear us? Hello?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Wonderful. You are on the air also. But Dr. David wants to make a comment for you.
Yes. The other lady who just spoke, I would just second her observation and acknowledgement of Una. She said it as well as I could say it, and I just wanted to second that 100%. Una is a unique, she's a real earth angel. She's very tuned in, and she's has that rare quality that she's a truly, she has a golden heart, and that is her power, and that is her strength, and that's what keeps her connected to the divine. So she is a magnificent, terrific goddess, and I'm not exaggerating, you know, at all, and anybody who connects with her is going to get great benefit either through the healing, Reiki, and or through her soul portrait. So as far as I'm concerned, she's A+.
Beautiful. Yes. There you go.
Thank you so much for me. Can you hear me? Thank you.
Really. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll put you back at home for the rest of the show then.
I want to say a testimonial for myself, for Joey and Sandy. What I want to say about Joey is that Joey, when he sees somebody, he sees the energy and he can pinpoint right away what is going on. And he has a capacity, a gift to really work and transmute any energies, no matter what they are, and to restore healing for the person in the best way possible. What I want to say about Sandy, darling, is that Sandy is, when she's working with the angels, and we are also working together with angels on clients, etc., is that the words are coming directly from the angels, and she has a way of, she is like a vessel or like a recipient that a person is feeling wonderful and safe with Sandy, because Sandy has a very motherly radiation energy that makes people feel safe and really, really open their heart. That's what I want to say about Sandy. And are there calls, Cindy?
We do have one. We have Pam on here who wants to share another story about what about the healing portrait.
So, Pam, would you like to share your story with us?
Hi, this is Pam from San Francisco, and Cindy, I'm really enjoying your show with all your guests. I have a personal attachment to Una. She has given me very valuable guidance for the last, I would say, about 8 years or so. She's done a number of soul portraits for me, and I have seen the transformation my whole life coming through these beautiful portraits, and I actually included one of her portraits and a chapter about Una and her definition of twin flames in a book I released in 2012 called Ring Exchange. So I want to thank you for having Una and your other guests on the show. I'm really enjoying it, and to thank Una for her love and guidance throughout the years.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We'll put you back
thank
on hold.
Thank you. When would you like me to do the guided imagery, or is there anything else you would like Sandy and Joey to say, or any more calls? Are there any calls for Sandy and Joey?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear?
Yes, you're on air, so please, I'll either have to mute or whatever. I'd like people to be able to know how to get a hold of you before we do this meditation. So would you like to share with people how we can get a hold of you?
Yes, please. We have a website. Of course, it's www.holisticrejuvenate.com. That's holisticrejuvenate.com. Or 916-396-6181. Again, that's 916-396-6181. And Una's direct line, if you want to speak to her directly, is?
Okay, my direct line is 650-346-7571, 650-346-7571. And is there any more calls, testimonials?
Yeah, there was another call, but he's dropped off the line at this point. It was actually kind of a comment about finding his purpose.
Are you okay to be recording?
Did Karen's recording reload okay?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Karen Pant's message that she sent over for the viewers to hear about her perception of our story in her book. Did it reload okay?
No, it's not for some reason.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't know what the problem is with that for some reason. I can't get out of the screen that it's in fact, I'm locked up again. So what I'm going to say is, Una, if you want to do, you still want to do a guided meditation today?
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't we do that meditation, and I will, again, reboot and try and get it, because you do have, actually, another call on the line, but I can't bring them on right now. So, would you like to...
You mean one intro reading? You mean?
There's a caller again.
Okay. Until what time do we have?
We're down to 10 minutes of the show, so... I don't know what for to do. Right.
I think it's better to.
I don't know. Another call?
I think I can do a short meditation of 5 minutes at the end. But the caller, I will only take about 2 minutes for the caller. I'm not going to take much.
Unfortunately, I can't bring your caller on because, again, I tried to upload the thing from Karen and it locked up my screen. I can't bring her on.
Yeah. Anyway, I think let's just do the guided meditation because the time is going to be too short, right? What do you think? Yeah. Let's do the. What do you think, Cindy? Shall we do the guided meditation? There's less than 10 minutes left.
Please, we'd love to hear your meditation.
Yeah, I just want to mention one thing. I'm going to give an
Angel Healing Workshop this coming Sunday at the Holistic Light Rejuvenate Center with Sandy and Joe. And we would like to invite everybody to come to this wonderful workshop. Okay, I will start the guided meditation now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can
go
you
ahead. Keep myself on hold so that I don't disturb you.
Okay. The other one thing I wanted to say is that I can do everything via internet. I do not need to see the person. Okay, so just breathe in and out. Close your eyes. Breathe in and out and just feel how wonderful it is to breathe slowly. And every time you exhale, you're releasing all your tensions. You're releasing all your tensions. You're releasing any energies, any emotions, any burdens that are ready to leave you right now, that are ready to leave you right now. Just let it all go. Just let it all go. Let it go. And you're feeling how you're becoming lighter and lighter, lighter and lighter as you're letting go of all those energies, feelings, burdens that no longer are ready to be with you, that are ready to leave you right now. And whenever you inhale, you experience how a flood of divine light and love is flowing through your head into your body. How this divine light, love, and healing energy is filling all the cells of your body, is filling all the cells of your body, bringing new life, bringing peace, bringing new vitality and healing into all the cells of your body, all of your body, your heart, your mind, and your soul. You're completely filled with divine light, love, and healing. You're completely filled with divine light, love, and healing. It's a wonderful feeling to be in peace, to be in total peace. It's a wonderful feeling to be connected with the divine, to feel that love energy flowing through you all over. Then maybe you're ready now to take a little trip, to take a trip into the land of happiness. Take a trip, a voyage, into the land of happiness, the land of happiness. You're touched by your angel. You're touched by your angel. Your angel is inviting you on a journey into the light of happiness, into the realms of happiness. You feel how you're lighter and lighter, lighter and lighter. You're moving towards a rainbow, or maybe you're moving on a ray of the sun, on the way of the sun, towards the land of happiness, towards the land of happiness. You're moving faster and faster, maybe, at the speed of light, at the speed of light, towards kingdom of light, towards the kingdom or the realms, the land of happiness. You're moving closer and closer to the sun, to the sun, to the realms of light, of divine light and happiness. You're moving closer and closer, and you experience suddenly an immense light that is the light, the kingdom, or of the realms of light, divine light, and happiness. There's only happiness. There's only light. This is where you're at home. This is where you're at home. Your guides are receiving you with love. Your guides are receiving you with love. You're invited to take a quick bath or a slow bath just to purify yourself, to release anything that still is ready to be released. You're enjoying that bath, the bath of purification. And you see how everything that is a burden or an obstacle towards your life of happiness is moving away, is flooded away in that love bath, in that bath of love, the bath of love that's helping you to release any residues from the past that may prevent you from achieving happiness. You just let it flow out of you, and you're feeling how your true soul is becoming stronger and stronger. You're feeling more and more your true soul. You're feeling its strength. You're feeling its love, its wisdom. And as you are ready to leave the bath, this beautiful bath that helps you to release whatever you needed to release, you see yourself in a beautiful mirror, in a mirror of divine love. You see your divine beauty. You experience your divine beauty. And you feel the love that's coming towards you, permeating all of you. Permeating all of you. You discover who you are as a beautiful divine being with your qualities that are uniquely yours. Your angels are all around you expressing a special quality that you have that nobody else has, a quality that they would like you to share with others, a quality that they would like you to share with others. One by one, they're coming towards you, celebrating your qualities, your beauty, your love. Just take your time to be in that love energy and to feel those qualities, those divine qualities that are uniquely yours, that are uniquely yours, yours. You're embraced by divine love. You're embraced by the love of your angels. It's a sense of infinite happiness. It's a sense of infinite happiness. This is the moment where you can make a wish, where you can make a final wish, something that comes from your heart, from the bottom of your heart, a wish, how you can achieve a goal or whatever it is that makes you happy, brings you more happiness in your life. And as you are making that wish, a special gift, a special message is coming towards you that will reveal to you what you need to realize, to manifest that happiness for yourself in your life right now. Just take your time and surrender to whatever is coming to you in this beautiful light of divine love.
Thank you very much, Una. We are wrapping up this show right now. Thank you. There was another guest on the phone. Her name was Maria. She gave a testimony for you, but we are down to 45 seconds on the show. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to my guests, Sunday and Joe Sturgeon and Una White. I wish you all soul blessings and have a great week.
Thank you. You too, Cindy.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who.
Maria,
yes, I'm here.
You want to make your statement here?
Yes, definitely. I connected with Joe and Sunday and then Una from a friend. And I fell in love with them. They're beautiful individuals. They have a beautiful center. They have a beautiful heart, all three of them. They have developed many ways of giving me clear paths to where I need to be in this world and as a person in this world. They're amazing. Joe is a master healer. He holds Metatron shield, and he displays Metatron beauty through anything he touches and he does. Sunday is just an angel who is just, you hug her and she just gives you that sense of peace and clarity that everything's going to be okay. Una is just an amazing artist where she'll just go and unfold all the different things that have to be unfolded within your life. And I'm just very gifted that I have the angels and God and all the blessed healers that have been helping me brought me to their path to, and definitely I advise anybody to come to their healing center in Sacramento, which is just an amazing place. So just want to say thank you for your gifts that you offer to this world.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I apologize if something can be on the recording, but, you know, I wanted to make sure that they were able to hear it for you. Anybody who might be listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. With love and light.
Oh, love and light to you, Maria.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you guys, thank you very much for all of your stuff. I don't know what's with technology and what happened. I'm going to try and get on the blog talk. We can put the link, and you can put that recording in Purpose Talk Radio Conversations if you want.
That would be great. One from Karen.
Yeah, I should be able to pop it for her, so.
That would be great. Then people might hear it. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. Make sure you guys put that on your website, too. You know, those are some awesome testimonies for folks. So.
That would be great. Yeah. Thank you. Much love to you.
You too. Soul blessing to you. Bye-bye.
I didn't finish. Gabby,
did you?
Okay. Was it done, the Kari Dimitri? Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the guided imagery got on there, but, you know, it ran right to the end, so I apologize if it felt like I cut in on the end of it, but it was down to 3 seconds. So I didn't want
so
it totally cut.
I think it was fine. I think it was fine. One can always listen to it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Hen. Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.